when they first arrived, they came bearing gifts of silk, fur, and beads. We showed them our forests, our rivers, the fertile land that bore an abundance of crops. The next time they came, we allowed them access to our hallowed grounds, our sacred monuments, the shining metals and glistening rocks we dug from the ground to decorate our bodies and our homes. The third time the strangers arrived, they pulled their boats right out of the water and moored them on our shores. By the time three moons had waxed and waned, they had built shelters for themselves on our land. They called themselves settlers, keepers of the land, pioneers of the land. Gradually the settlers, they took control. My people were rich, but it cost them their souls. Then they dug up the hills and they scarred our land. Burnt our forests, the rivers were dammed. Until one day the earth would give no more. Then the settlers left, deserted our shores. And we looked to our forests, the rivers and hills, that quaked and trembled with a thousand ills. But nothing could be grown, no seed could be sown, and a chill filled the heart of every woman and man. Our souls became damned to the curse of our land. The land, oh, whose land is it anyway? Oh, whose land is it anyway? Whose land?